It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
We've been talking a lot this week about AI and how that could change so many industries.
Two words.
Well, what does it mean, though? Come on, you
American
got
American intelligence.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Well, we're people specifically, the union, they're worried about the longshoremen union. They're worried about what this could do for them, right? And that's probably the main reason why they walked off the job.
That's got a lot to do with it.
Right. And they want a total ban on any automation of gates, cranes, anything, right? They're worried they're going to lose their jobs. But I think, Mark, there might be reason for you and I to be a little bit worried about the future of our jobs. Listen to this.
A few days ago, we received some information.
We did.
Information that changes everything about Deep Dive, about us.
About everything.
And yeah, about the very nature of reality, maybe.
It's a big one.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real.
Mm-hmm.
We're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
This is a podcast that was used with this new Google feature called Notebook LM, where you can input, you can upload documents, videos, any pictures, and it will come out with an AI podcast. So those two voices you heard were AI.
Those weren't real people.
Those were AI. Is that not freaky? Is this the future of radio?
Wasn't that Ponch and Nikki?
I don't know.
They did sound just like them.
Yeah.
It might be more difficult with talk radio like we do, but think about music, and that would potentially be easier. Now, what Ethan Bright actually is who sent this to me, and you know, he made a really good point, and that is if you listen, and maybe we can play it again for you, they never talk over one another. It's like they perfectly time it where as soon as the other one stops talking, the other one makes a really quick comment, but they never overlap. And as humans, it's easy to do that, right? We both have a lot of thoughts, and so you might say something, and I accidentally jump in over you before you're actually finished speaking. So maybe that's one little way you could potentially differentiate it. Now, do I think that AI is ever fully going to replace humans in this way? No, because, I mean, you and I have personal stories that we share and emotions and things that I just don't think that AI will be able to ever fully replicate. But it is kind of freaky because that sounded pretty realistic.
It's amazing. I would never have known. I was trying to figure out if I knew either the two people who were speaking.
Yeah. It's wild.
And they could very easily mimic my voice or your voice to make us appear to say something that we would never, ever say, whether it would be an expletive or, you know, some offensive remark about somebody's race or something like that. And it would very much sound to whoever was listening to it like a deepfake, right?
Well, that did happen. Remember earlier this year, there was it a principal at some school in a different state? And they used AI and made it sound like he was saying I don't know if it was like a racist remark.
It was a racist
remark. And it absolutely blew up. And it turned out it was all AI. Now, with this particular feature that Google has rolled out, and I believe it just rolled out in September, again, this is called Notebook LM. It sounds like it's There's only a select number of voices, so it's not like they would be able to use your voice, Mark, to have a podcast.
Okay.
But could that be coming? I mean, probably. Look how much this technology has already advanced. It's like once the ball got rolling, I mean, it is really going fast down the hill now. So think about where we're going to be in just a couple of years. An entire AI podcast, simply by uploading a few documents. If you just give it a topic, hey, I want you to talk about such and such topic, here's a few documents about it, it summarizes it and then spits it out in this podcast format.
Have you used ChatGPT at all?
No, you and I did one time during a commercial break.
I toyed with it a few times and asked it to write, you know, a complimentary paragraph about me or about someone else or to ask who somebody was, and it throw something out. It is amazing. And my guess is it's already so deeply in use in the country that you don't even know it, that a lot of the articles you see on the internet are generated by AI. Somebody can say, write an article about the longshoremen strike, and AI will spit out write five paragraphs about the longshoremen strike, and it'll find sound bites, quotes from people, it'll throw them in there, and it'll do all of that in about 30 seconds. It's mystifying to me how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
But you're right. What will it look like even 5 years from now?
Now, this one particular article I was reading was, you know, because podcasting is the new hot thing to do. And they're saying, oh, podcasters don't need to be worried. They're, again, kind of what I was saying earlier. They're never going to be able to fully replicate humans and the type of dialogue.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they would have, but that one sounded pretty close to the point where I might listen, not realizing that. And as long as they were making interesting points, I'm not sure I would really be noticing that much of a difference where I'd be like, yeah, I'm not going to listen. You know what I mean? I don't know. They even had the pauses. Do you want to play it again? How long was that clip, Carl?
Well, this is more important.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
That was not AI.
That is not,
by the
AI.
Way.
That's our voice guy.
It could be.
To do that.
Well, it could be AI. Play the clip one more time, Carl.
A few days ago, we received some information.
We did.
Information that changes everything about Deep Dive, about us.
About everything.
And yeah, about the very nature of reality, maybe.
It's a big one.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real.
Mm-hmm.
We're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families,
yeah.
it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
You hear what I mean? Even those natural pauses where you start to say a word and you have to think about it, so then you kind of repeat the word again. They even inserted that to make this AI more realistic.
It sounded to me like there was a little bit of auto-tune or something there in the background, didn't it?
A little bit.
It's sort of like that Cher song, If You Could Turn Back Time, if you listen to it.
You're thinking of Believe.
Is it Believe?
Well, I'm thinking of T-Pain. He's the king of auto-tune.
Yeah.
Yes. But actually a very talented singer.
I heard a little bit of that glitching in the voice a little bit, maybe. But you might not even...
I wouldn't have noticed that.
...pay any attention to that if somebody didn't tell you that it was AI.
You know, you were saying, as it relates to this longshoreman strike and wanting a total ban on AI, you made a good point. You're like, you can't stop it. I mean, this is the future, and I think it just has to... There has to be some level of, I say control... I understand why there has to be a line, you know? Like, we can't replace all jobs with AI, and I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think we can stop companies from implementing that.
I will play this a little bit later, speaking of that strike, because I heard something from the transportation secretary himself, yes, Pothole Pete, that just, it really irritated me, got under my skin, and something I think you need to hear. But you do need to understand that the real issue here is that automation on the docks. These people who are making, and listen, I'm a capitalist, I want you to make as much money as you can make legally. These people can make $200,000 a year with overtime. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at. I know a lot of people out there that would jump at an $80,000 a year job. That's the average base salary for somebody in the longshoreman union. They load trucks. That's what they do. And they only have a job because there's consumer demand in the United States for these products. But what they're afraid of is that automated cranes and moving equipment on the dock and scanning equipment is going to take this union job or that union job. And how do you avoid that technology? How do you avoid it? It's like McDonald's has priced itself out of the market with minimum wage has forced McDonald's to have to eliminate some staffing positions so that you're, you know, like I stopped at McDonald's yesterday and brought sandwiches for the, I bought four sandwiches.
Thanks.
And four hash browns for the crew yesterday. You want to guess how much money that cost me? I mean, I don't care, but it just irritated me that it cost. They used to do the two for one deal at McDonald's. They don't do that anymore.
Like $6 a piece now?
Seven.
Really?
The sandwiches were $6.89 a piece for the sandwiches, and then the hash brown, I don't know what they charged me. It was $25 or $26. By the time I got out of McDonald's for four sandwiches and four hash browns yesterday. Now, part of that, there's a minimum wage issue on the ballot in Missouri. If you're dumb enough to vote for that and you don't think that this time next year that same order at McDonald's won't be $30, you're crazy, because they're going to falsely inflate the wage level and McDonald's is going to have to pass that cost on to you.
Well, not
same
only,
thing with the longshoreman strike.
Not only that, but it might be automated. It might not be a human being taking your order. Now, maybe actually the order would be more correct if it were automated.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But it might not be a human on the other side. They might say, we can't afford to pay all these people, so we're going to have to replace some of the jobs with a computer, basically.
This is Bidenflation for you. This is what's going to happen. The goods and services that you get are going to cost more because the people at the shore don't want automation to make it less expensive. Their argument is, these are greedy corporations, they need to pay us more, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works. They're in it for a profit. That's why they're doing it. And they're not going to eat that. They're going to pass those costs along. And Pete Buttigieg wants to stop them from doing that. I'll play you the soundbite coming up here. I think it's important that you understand who the people are who are running your country right now.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.